USAID tells teachers to hide students' gender identity from parents. By Spencer Lindquist on January 24, 2023. The Agency for International Development, USAID, instructs education officials to hide students' gender identities and sexual orientation from their parents. A guide from USAID entitled Integrating LGBT+ Considerations into Education Programming was created in order to support USAID staff working in the education sector to integrate lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer and intersex, LGBT+ considerations into programming. It also identifies some of the challenges and obstacles that LGBT+ individuals can face in the education sector and provides approaches that can be used to integrate LGBT+ considerations into the education sector. One portion of the guide specifically calls on education officials to hide students' gender identity or sexuality from their parents in order to protect students' privacy. The guide says ensure that education officials do not reveal a student's sexual orientation or gender identity without the student's permission, even to the student's family. Students may elect to hide their sexual orientation or gender identity from family and close friends, which makes it imperative that educators respect students' right to privacy. The guide also explains how it helps fulfill USAID's mission, remarking promoting equity and inclusion is a key principle, and reflects USAID's commitment to reach marginalized populations. Another portion of the document adds efforts to improve the learning outcomes and expand access to quality, equitable, and inclusive education of LGBT+ students across the education continuum directly support the U.S. government's strategy on international basic education and USAID education policy. In addition, the guide tells education officials to provide inclusion-focused professional development programs for educators, promote the concepts of diversity, inclusion, and respect, and create an inclusive curriculum and learning material. The mission of USAID is to promote and demonstrate democratic values abroad and advance a free, peaceful, and prosperous world. The guide also notes that it was produced with the inputs of countless USAID colleagues, including many members of the agency's Inclusive Development Hub, DDI/ID, and the Center for Education, DDI/ED. It also adds that Brett Jones served as the lead researcher and author with the support of Anthony Cotton, Josh Josa, and Stephen Leonelli. Meanwhile, a grant from USAID to support an LGBT program advisor lists Leonelli as the recipient, Breitbart News found. Breitbart News previously reported that the State Department awarded a $30,000 grant to an organization that promotes transgender ideology in the mostly Muslim nation of Kyrgyzstan. The report also found that a guide produced by the organization received valuable comments and inputs from Leonelli. The guide from USAID also cites the Gay Lesbian Straight Education Network, GLSEN, which works to embed leftist gender theory into classrooms. Breitbart News reported that the organization has encouraged schools to practice holidays that celebrate transgenderism, asexuality, pronouns, and even drag performance. GLSEN has also sought to make math classes inclusive for trans and non-binary students. Additionally, the organization has received support from General Motors for their Rainbow Library program, which provides pro-trans books to elementary school classrooms. Previous reporting from Breitbart News found that the Center for Disease Control, CDC, released an assessment tool for teachers to measure their commitment to LGBTQ inclusivity. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Slindquist@Breitbart.com.